This is episode 235 of How About That Cigar, recorded live at the Corona Cigar Studio. On this episode, we talk to Greg Free about FYL cigars and much more. Please take a minute to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Now on with the show.
Corona Cigar Company is your one-stop shop for all your cigar needs. Whether that's a brand new humidor, a box of those new cigars you've been waiting for, a top-of-the-line cutter or lighter, a place to enjoy the finest cigars and spirits with friends, or the only cigars grown right here in the Sunshine State, we've got you covered. Come visit one of our retail locations for the ultimate cigar experience. Visit us online at coronacigar.com.
How about that cigar?
Well, how about that cigar?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Corona Cigar Studios for episode 235 of How About That Cigar Live. Thanks so much for joining us live on Facebook, live on YouTube, live on Twitter, live on Instagram, live on all of the places. Join us in the comments. Let us know what you're smoking. Let us know what you're drinking. And thanks so much also for our audio podcast listeners. Thanks for making How About That Cigar a part of your regular audio podcast rotation. Click on all the buttons, all the like buttons, the subscribe buttons, all those things, so we can stay on your favorite platforms on social media.
Yes. I don't just like to give you guys a little hand.
Absolutely, we have a massive studio audience. Let's pop our studio audience up on the screen. We have people from all over the globe.
Hey, here turn around and say hi, you guys.
Here in the How About That Cigar Studios, otherwise known as my garage. We have Omar, we have Tony, we have John, we have Dax, we have James, and we have Tony number two or number, you guys decide which one is Tony one and which one is Tony two. That's up to you guys.
It's like a mob guy together.
Tony one.
Hey, you guys put him in the bathroom now.
Now you can't leave. So let's bring Justin on the screen. Mr. Fantastic, fabulous. Producer extraordinaire.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys?
You know what? It's was it 60? Did it hit 60 today?
It did.
60 degrees in February in Minnesota. I mean, that would be like Miami in February hitting like 127, which I don't know, that may have happened before. I have no idea. But it's just been hot and I love it. You know, I'm not sad about the fact that there hasn't been that much snow. I'm not sad about the fact that it hasn't been that cold. I know a lot of people are sad about it because they can't go ice fishing and they can't ride their snowmobiles. I'm not sad.
Too bad.
Well, I mean, it is 41 degrees right now, but it's supposed to snow tomorrow. So we got that.
That's all right. It's supposed to get up to close to 70 right over the weekend. Mm. So
Justin, do me a favor. Go up to the beginning again, please.
Oh, I got that.
Eric, where is it? Oh, Eric V. I apologize. Rough week this week. I've been celebrating my birthday all week. I will respond to you tomorrow, and we'll get you some gear, bud.
Absolutely. All right. So, real quick, sports wise, football's over. The Wild. I mean, they're still way, way down in the standings, and the playoffs are like barely a pipe dream, but. The Wild have won 7 of their last 10 games. So they're on the upswing, but it's just too little too late.
Yeah. Can we really talk about what really happened today?
The Twins?
Twins got beat up by the Yankees again?
The Dodgers. It was the Dodgers. They made a trade.
Who'd the Yankees beat up today?
I don't know.
Aren't you supposed to know that it's not your team?
And I don't know if we got beat up. Man. So the Dodgers, we got Manuel Margot. A 29-year-old outfielder.
I was sleeping.
And one other player whose name escapes me. And the Dodgers got a prospect player. You know, so I don't know.
Thanks, Liz.
I really don't know what's going to end up happening with that trade. Baseball is so unpredictable when it comes to acquiring players. You just never know who's good. Like, you look at the kid who's from right here in town, Matt Wallner. No, yeah. A lot of scouts were like, this kid's never going to amount to anything. And he had a great season, you know, so never know.
Minnesota football club started this today too.
Oh, really?
Soccer started today.
One of these days, I'm actually going to try to
get into soccer.
The only reason why
so many people love it. I just have never taken
the only reason why I watch soccer is because of Omar. Spent some time in there and the World Cup was going on and we watched it every day. And thanks for nothing, buddy. I appreciate it.
I'll try to get into it someday, but it's just, I don't know. There's so many sports that take my attention. The Timberwolves are in, I'm not going to call it a tentative first place. I mean, basically, we're hearing somebody's, turn your phones off, guys. No, I'm saying the Timberwolves are in first place and we're tied as far as win-loss record. But we have the tiebreaker for the division, so Timberwolves are doing just fine. I think
we're gonna go far. In
they're gonna go far, yeah. I believe, in the playoffs.
Thanks, Brody.
So
Minnesota Wild, we hit that.
Yeah,
sounds like my college days.
Should we do this?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do this evening's Spirit of Mystery, brought to us by Postanya Cigars. And golly gee whiz, if it's this guy. There's so much frantic things going on before the show started tonight. And
last week we didn't have an excuse.
No, I have an excuse tonight, but yeah. I'm just, you know, it is what it is. So this evening's Spirit of Mystery, brought to us by Postanya Cigars. Do you find yourself unsatisfied with the top 10 list from How About That Cigar? Are you wondering how cigars from Postanya didn't make the HBTC list but found their way onto other lists? Yeah, weird, right? Fortunately, you can be reminded every week with this Postanya Cigars advertisement. Postanya Cigars, the number one unranked cigar in the industry. So this evening's Spirit of Mystery, it is Scotch Month.
It is Scotch, last day of Scotch.
Last day of Scotch Month. And
you should be getting notes of...
Well, let me say first. Okay. Can I? Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Because then I'll know if I'm crazy or if I actually know what I'm talking about. Or
all right, let's see what he smells.
Citrus.
Yeah, there's a little bit in there.
Little vanilla. Oak.
Yeah.
Almost like a. I don't want to say. Floral, herbal, something, maybe floral or herbal, grassy.
Did you look at my card?
No, I didn't look at your card.
That's the best you've done.
Is it really?
Since we started this.
All right, let me give it a little taste.
Lemon zest, you got honey, you got floral, you got toasted oak, and you got some citrus, and you got some grass.
Okay. Honestly, that pretty much all that's coming across on the palate, too. It's really clean. It's not like funky. It doesn't have that grassy, funky flavor to it, that peaty grassiness to it. But it's nice. I like it a lot. It's really clean. Seems like
light.
Seems like average proof. Yeah, the color's really light, but it's tough to tell with the studio lights on because it gets so flipping bright in here. But it's got a really nice flavor to it. And we'll check back in on Spirit of Mystery a little bit later. But I think it's time to bring on our special studio guest of the evening. And as always on How About That Cigar Live, special guests are brought to us by our friends at Drew Estate. The latest Freestyle Live event packs are here. Each pack has an MSRP of only $40 and contains 3 mystery premium cigars, a sleek Freestyle Live torch lighter, a cigar cutter, and a Freestyle Live leather strap keychain. In addition to these premium items, each event pack includes a Freestyle Live badge equipped with a unique QR code that allows purchasers to enter a sweepstakes for a chance to win extraordinary prizes. The grand prize is a luxury custom pool table valued at $11,500, a laptop valued at $4,600, plus 10 lucky entrants will win a custom Subculture Studios ashtray valued at $150 each. The big reveal of the Freestyle Live Mystery Cigar will be a live event on March 14th. For more information, please visit drewestate.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here in the studio and around the world, if you would please join us, put your hands together, and welcome to episode 235 of How About That Cigar Live, Greg Free. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, Greg, start us off with tell us what you're smoking. Tell us what you're drinking.
Well, I'm smoking this little tiny Sun Country, but they're just so dreamy. I'm almost almost out of the end. Drinking some New Riff Single Barrel.
Nice.
And it's tasty, but if I'd known scotch was the thing, I would have brought a scotch.
Yeah, if you would have watched the show, you'd have figured that out, pal.
Did you say last week that that's what you're doing?
Yeah, it's been the whole month of February.
The month of scotch.
So, I see you got a nice shirt on. See, I wore mine too.
Oh, nice.
Yours is a little nicer. You see the nice little zip down he's got?
That's nice.
That logo there, that name there, updated there, bro.
No, that's a classic.
Oh, classic.
I'm always going to call it this name.
That'll be a collector's item someday.
It's always going to be Fuente Libre.
But except it's not, because you always missed
it. You're the reason we had to change.
You're the reason.
The Ramos Rule, I like it. Let's go with that one. I can't even say the new name. Say your new name of your company properly. Don't put the E in there.
Fortaleza Libre.
Fortaleza Libre.
No, Fortaleza Libre.
Fortaleza Libre.
He's Fortaleza. Not Italian. It's Spanish, huh?
I'm Fortaleza. Italian.
All right. How that works.
Let Greg say it. He's the company owner, for God's sake.
He don't know how to say it either. Go ahead.
Fortaleza Libre.
Fortaleza.
Fortaleza.
No,
Fortaleza.
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 Fortaleza Libre.
Yeah.
FYI.
Let's FYL.
FYL, yeah.
FYL cigars.
And, by the way, that Sun Country's phenomenal still. It's still one of my favorite cigars out there.
Thank you.
Especially the Corona, and I'm almost out, by the way.
I gotta get my cigar fired up.
Yes, you need to.
You're smoking.
And I'm smoking the Bushwhacker. And everybody in the whole studio has one of your cigars lit right now.
That's right.
And what are you smoking?
I also have
the Bushwhacker.
And is that the Figurado says?
The Torpedo. Wow, that's a rare one. Good job.
Yeah.
And he knows somebody.
I'm going to fire up the
Avalanche.
Avalanche. It's an avalanche of flavor.
It's an avalanche of flavor. If it's an avalanche in your mouth, never mind.
No, you can't say that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
See, I didn't complete that sentence, though. I stopped.
You have more willpower than me. I would have let it fly. I let it fly.
But I got to get my cigar fired up, and I'm going to do that on the Toast Cam. The Toast Cam has a new sponsor. Can you believe it? The Toast Cam now sponsored by our friends at Zycar. Zycar is the leading industry brand with innovative butane lighters, precision cutting instruments, travel cases, and humidors. Each product is designed and manufactured with utmost precision and attention to detail. The result is a range of products that exude quality and refinement, reflecting the brand's dedication to excellence. For more information, please visit Zycar.com. All right.
Woo-hoo.
Cigars fired up. Love me some Zycar.
Absolutely.
Zycar is a new sponsor for the Toast Cam.
Toast Cam, that's
right.
Yeah.
They do great stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting our pictures taken. Shh.
I don't think you have to be quiet for a picture, but I don't
know. Right. Oh, no. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So, you had a press release today. Tell us about your press release.
So, we announced the official brand name change from Fuerte y Libre or Fuerte Libre to Fortaleza Libre. It's been a fun ride. So we're starting over.
Why?
We had a trademark opposition from Arturo Fuente. They thought there might be a potential for consumer confusion. After 8 months of negotiation, we finally agreed that I would change my name to Fortaleza Libre. They're totally on board with that. So we've got our trademark filed. We have no opposition to the name. And we're moving forward.
I have opposition to the name because I can't say it.
You couldn't say the old one either, so it's okay. Bro, you got it.
Oh, I'm gonna lighten you up.
You are. I know.
Hey, how do you feel about losing in poker? Do you ever play poker, Greg?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you pout when you lose and stomp off?
No.
I didn't. No. Who stomped off?
I'm just checking. Are you feeling guilty about something?
I didn't stomp off.
No, he just sat there and pouted.
This guy.
He did get screwed.
It's all about the game. It's like golf. I don't play very well, but I have a great time. That.
I hate losing.
You ever thrown a golf club in the woods because of a bad shot?
Yes. I think I snapped my putter once.
It's going to be the name of my next cigar name is a Golf Club in the Woods.
Oh, I like that.
I didn't know that was a bull name.
I like that.
It's not yet. I'm going to name a bull, then I'm going to name a cigar after it.
So when it comes to like a rebranding effort like this, Greg, you know, from a branding, the appearance, you know, the logo and the style, there's not a whole lot of change, but you know, is it a lot for you to go to, you know, printers and distributors and things like that and get all this stuff squared away?
It's huge. I mean, for a small company, we're talking about a tremendous investment to change it over time. You know, the great thing about, you know, dealing with Fuente, we did have to change the name, but they've given us time to do it. So from an expense perspective, we're kind of waiting for things to run out. So we run out of bands, we'll change that band. We run out of boxes, we'll change that box. So we're announcing the brand name change because we've got a new cigar coming out, and the band on that cigar and the box on that cigar will have the new name on it.
Okay.
Well, what's the new brand? What's the new cigar?
I'm going to smoke it next. So we've got the Intimidador.
Nice.
So the Intimidador is going to be our first true full. So it's kind of finishing out the line on the high end. It's probably a full minus, about an 8, 8.5 or 9. So it's not going to punch you in the face. A lot of great flavor. A couple different countries of tobacco incorporated here. A lot of first generation Cuban seed grown in the DR. So it's just a great classic blend, but it's got some strength to it.
I love that band. I like the band. It pops. Pops
a little
nice.
Little red, white, and blue with silver embossing.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, very, very happy with the blend. We had it available for a long time, but because of the pending trademark negotiations, I didn't want to release it with the old name if we were going to have to change.
Yeah.
There was always hope, but in the end, we changed it. So this will be the first cigar that's got the new brand. So the only thing that changes is the name on top of the bowl. So Fortaleza on top instead of Fuerte, but all the bulls stay the same, all the colors stay the same, all the blends stay the same. We're still working with a great factory that we're real happy with.
Are those, did I get a bundle of that?
I don't know. I'm not in your mailbox.
Everybody's a fucking smartass tonight.
Raul is going off his rocker tonight.
I'm not all up in your birthday, box,
so I've outlived what I thought I was going to live anyway.
Yeah.
So you fuckers keep on. We're going to have some fun tonight.
Raul is ready to, it's his birthday. He's ready to throw down on his birthday. He's
getting a little loose. But you sent me some blends before. I was just wondering if that was in one of those blends.
I think you did. I think you got – because that blend, I mean, we worked on that for a long time. We actually finally finalized it about 18 months ago.
Yeah,
we put these cigars in the aging room in January a year ago. So the cigars that are coming out now have been resting for quite a while, just ready to come out of the gate.
So I better buy a box right away. Spoiled.
Better buy a box right away.
Yeah. So, Greg, I'm curious. Did you go to this year's TPE trade show a couple weeks ago?
So I did, but really just to walk the floor. You know, it's all about relationships. It's all about, you know, maintaining that connection with the other brand owners. It wasn't about trying to sell cigars. It's just about being a part of the culture and just, you know, being there in the excitement of TPE. It was definitely a different show this year. But I had a great time. I was there for just two nights, but hung out with some great people both nights. And as I said, walked the floor, talked to brand owners, and just, you know, had a good time. It's such a small community. And anytime you can get together with your friends and hang out, it's always positive.
Yeah, I heard it was like two floors.
Yeah.
This year. That's kind of, I mean, was it, I assume it wasn't cigars on one floor and other products on another floor. There's not enough cigars at that show to take up a whole floor.
Well, you should get out more, but yeah, it was,
I should get out more.
all the premium cigars were in one section on the first floor. Honestly, okay. I never went to the other floor. Apparently a lot of excitement there, but I just hung out with the cigar community, you know, smoked cigars, talked to people. And then the evenings were a lot of fun. Did not go to the industry night. But got a lot of feedback on the show and how it went. It's interesting. A lot of interesting feedback.
And are you getting all geared up for PCA trade show and shoot less than a month away.
Yeah, super excited. So this will be our second year at PCA. We're in the Boutique Cigar Association Pavilion, so the BCA Pavilion within PCA.
Yeah.
And that, so I did that last year. Last year, I think we had 15 or 16 companies in the pavilion. This year, it'll be over 20. So it's much larger presence, much better location with kind of on the floor. You know, we're not way in the back. I had a great time. Didn't matter where I was. I had lots of fun, got lots of new clients, sold lots of cigars. But this year, I think it's going to be much more impactful. We're in year five as far as a corporation. And this is kind of the year when people start talking about that new brand. So that new brand, Fortaleza Libre.
Yeah. Now, from a – oh, sorry, you got something?
I was just going to bullshit about what car's behind him.
Yeah, I was – I was wondering that. I'm actually wondering if that is – is that a Porsche?
It is a Porsche.
1980s 928?
No, it's actually it's a 911 from 911. The early 2000s.
Oh, okay. Okay, the curves on that sort of remind me of the 1980s models, but so that's okay.
Miami Vice style.
It's nice. It's a nice rare. It was one of the kind of the first V8s in this style.
Oh yeah,
it needs a fin.
No, yeah. No fin, but it's got a lot of power. It's very powerful for a Porsche, and it's also a 6-speed manual. So it's a, it's not mine. JP's correcting me. It's a 928. Sorry.
Oh, I said 928.
Yeah, it's not my car.
But it's not an 80s model. There's a
911 really in the drive. There's a 911 in the driveway here. Neither one of them are mine, but
okay.
It's nice to have one behind you.
Absolutely.
You got another question? Because I got one.
Yeah, jump in.
So, what'd you do for Valentine's, buddy?
Way to throw that out. I took a divorce cruise to celebrate a divorce.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that, but let's get past that and let's talk about how much fun you had on that 12-day cruise.
12 days, damn.
12 days. Yes. Listen to this. It's ridiculous. Go ahead. Try your story. Come on. Let's go.
It was 12 days, 11 nights from London. And we left from the same dock that the Titanic left from in the North Atlantic at the same time of year. And we didn't have any stops. We literally just sailed on a big ship through the ocean, through a lot of wind, a lot of rain. But there was a cigar lounge on board. Had met a lot of great people in the lounge. You know, once you're in there the first night, you meet everybody that smokes cigars. Had a great time, you know, cruising across the ocean. We had one diversion for a sick person, so we had to stop in the Azores, which wasn't intended. And then eventually got in some warm weather. Got to sit outside for a while, but it was a great time.
And who'd you go with? Your best bud, our best friend, Eddie?
Yeah, took my chief tasting officer, Ed, and took one of my best friends, Gene. I booked the cruise by myself, just to go by myself, and then I just sent it out to my single friends, said, hey, anybody want to celebrate my divorce? And got Gene and Ed to sign on board. It was just a blast. Got to see Stonehenge before we left London and spent a night there in Southampton and then left on a great cruise. Had a great time. Met some great people.
Was it safe to say, did Ed get intoxicated?
What? No.
Never.
Not Ed.
Ed? Not Ed.
Ed doesn't do that.
Yeah. Ed spent a lot of time sleeping.
Now that's one thing he does do.
Yeah, when he wasn't when he wasn't drinking and smoking cigars. Yes. We all had our own cabin, so it was you know, we could have our time alone. But for the most part, it was like Groundhog Day, like every day, same thing. Had breakfast at 10, went to the Mojito Bar, watched some live music play, went to the cigar lounge, went to dinner, went back to the cigar lounge. It was basically what we would do back home.
So when you went to the karaoke bar, what'd you sing?
How'd you know I did that? Yeah. I tried to sing Brandy, which I love that song. But
oh, yeah.
Anytime you sing a song for the first time, it's just not all it's cracked up to be. I did sing with the band one night. I sang Hotel California. I think that went okay, but I really don't sing karaoke. It's the whiskey that sings karaoke, so I think I sound great.
I like that. Viewer question from Nathan. Where can I find retailers carrying Fortaleza Libre cigars, or where can I order online?
So if you go to fylcigars.com, there's a retailer page, and some of those retailers are designated as having websites that you can order from directly. So if you go, I think the top two on there are probably going to be Tobacology in Virginia. They've got a great website. They carry all my products, and also Underground Cigars in Fort Worth. So pick one that's closer to you. But honestly, any shop that's on there, if you call them up and they carry my cigars, you know, they'll ship you cigars. I don't think there's any retailer that's not willing to take a sale and ship them out to you.
Nice. Yeah, there's a lot of places, even if they don't, like, technically have a cigar sales website, they'll take an order over the phone and ship it to you. It's pretty common.
How's my hair?
Your hair is great. Right. It's perfect. A little bit of glare, but it's not bad.
Just checking.
Are you going to get the curls going again?
No, curls are too much fucking work.
Too much work?
Too much work. I'm kind of potty mouth tonight.
You drew on the eyebrows very nicely, Earl.
Thank you. That's part of my Latin culture. Yeah. That's what we do.
Drawing them on. Good call.
That's good microphone placement, though. It hides the...
It hides my triple chin?
That's double. That's not triple. That's
triple. Are you kidding me?
It'll be triple soon.
Easy, bro. Positivity.
Don't give up on two. You got to go all the way.
So, Greg, I'm curious about, you know, from a small company perspective, especially in any craft product like cigars or craft beer, that kind of thing. You know, that I think there's an assumption that goes around a lot from consumers that if it's a small company that makes small batches of products and doesn't have huge output and that kind of thing, that anytime a retailer comes to you and says, I want to place an order, that you're obviously you're not even going to question it for a second. You're going to jump right in and write up the order and ship it. But I've heard from some other people in, you know, smaller up and coming cigar companies that they still do have to kind of put in the work to make sure that it's a good fit from a relationship perspective. So is that truly a myth in your mind that you can't just take every order that comes your way, that you really, even though you're a small up and coming company, you still have to, you know, do your due diligence to make sure it's not a relationship that's going to be wrong?
Well, I know you've interviewed a lot of people and a lot of boutique brands, and you know, I think you're right on track in the sense that it's not a myth. I mean, I can't be in a shop that's not boutique friendly. I can't be in a shop that doesn't have a true tobacconist that's going to talk to customers in the humidor, that's going to walk people through the product that they have. And I also need to do events at those shops. You know, people have to know me. I'm selling a product that really is just burning tobacco. You know, we're all selling the same thing. But in the end, it's about, you know, who you know and those connections that you have with those customers and, you know, the people that you're going to talk to. So it is a little bit, I am a little bit picky. Honestly, it's got to be a shop that, you know, is a place I want to be. And I've visited a lot of shops and, you know, I walk in there, drop off a sampler, and I never call them back. You know, just some places I just know inherently are not going to be a fit.
And what's not naming any names, but what are some key things that you hear and see from those shops that makes you say, I'm not going to call that shop owner back?
No, let's name some names. All right. No, I'm not going to do that. So some of the key things are if I'm in that shop and the owner is there sitting with me and there's someone else working the register, somebody walks in and walks in the humidor and they don't follow them.
Okay.
Or if they don't follow, maybe sometimes it's a regular customer, but if every single customer they don't follow in, you know, it tells me that they're not connected to that consumer. They're not connecting to selling product. And with a new brand, they're going to walk in and buy whatever they always buy, and they're not going to see the new stuff. So I need a shop that's really dedicated to the culture of boutique cigars, that's going to go in and talk to them about what they like and then introduce them to new things, you know, open their mind, because I just need them to smoke one cigar. So that's the kind of shop I look for. And then some shops are just, they're dirty, you know, they're not clean. Everything is, you know, or they don't have a lounge, you know, it's just a humidor. I really want kind of that culture of people sitting together and enjoying a cigar, seeing someone smoke my cigar and saying, hey, what are you smoking? I'm smoking a Fortaleza Libre. And I really like it. And that's the kind of shop that I need to be in. That's going to grow the brand and that's going to help me find new customers. And it's going to take a chance, honestly, on a boutique brand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tricky these days because from a consumer standpoint, I know we go into shops and I mean, we're kind of lucky around here because we do get to learn about a lot of stuff beforehand. But the marketplace, and this is honestly true, whether you're talking about premium cigars, whether you're talking about distilled spirits, if you're talking about beers, there's so much on the shelf these days. And it's difficult enough as a consumer. I cannot imagine what it's got to be like as a, you know, a shop owner trying to curate, you know, whether it's a shop owner trying to curate a good humidor or a liquor store owner trying to curate a good selection of craft beers. Especially if you're in an area like up here, you know, Minnesota, we do have a great cigar. We're very fortunate. We have a really great cigar culture here in Minnesota, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the lawmakers in this state are cigar friendly. You know, the cigar culture from here really is, it genuinely is grassroots. It's built from the people, not from, honestly, for having sort of a lack of freedom when it comes to cigars compared to other states. For instance, you know, you can't sit down and after you buy your cigars in the humidor, you can't sit down and, you know, buy a cocktail in the lounge and enjoy it. You can't do that here. And do you see trends like that from one state to another, depending on what the smoking laws are, as far as what they're willing to carry or what they're going to make space for in their shops based on what the laws are there?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't, the laws don't really affect whether they're going to carry boutiques or not, but okay. I do. I mean, I love a lounge where people are going to sit down and spend some time. So some states that might be because they've got a cash bar and you can buy alcohol, but some, it may be that it's a BYOB, you know, some states allow you to bring your own bottle in, but you don't necessarily have to drink alcohol to enjoy a great premium cigar either.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
So from my perspective, it's just all about an inviting environment where people want to sit down and people want to enjoy the camaraderie of this shared, I don't want to call it a vice. I'll call it a vice. It's a shared vice. You know, something that we want to do. We all have that shared passion. And you meet a lot of people that are of like mind that just sit around and have great conversations. And I would contend that you go into a shop, if you're a regular, there's someone in that shop that does everything that you need done in your life. So if you need a plumber, you've met a plumber. If you need a lawyer, you've met a lawyer. If you need a judge to pay off, you can find a judge. Maybe you can't pay him off. But it's everyone's in there. It's the whole, it's a cross section of society. And that's the environment I look for, where everyone feels comfortable.
Yeah. No, I like that.
I don't like that word you used. I rather, someone smarter than me told me once, we have to say we enjoy the cigar. It's not about a vice. It's an enjoyment. It's a stress relief.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
We understand each other now?
I'm going to change all of my marketing. Right. I'm going to get rid of that word.
Thank you.
Raul is you're
feeling myself today as a
birthday feisty.
As I say on the north side, I'm feeling myself.
Wow. Wow. You want to take your shirt off before the show's over?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I can't.
Oh, I thought we were all taking our shirts off, man.
I'm going to scare.
We're going to have a dance off, pants off.
We're going to scare away all the all these fine people watching. How about that cigar?
So speaking about wonderful shop owners, we have two of them here today. I think you've met both of them. Omar and James is here. We have the president of Minnesota Ash Holes. We have a captain of Minnesota Ash Holes. We got a very good friend of mine, John. And then we have Mr. Tony from Crux. He even came over to support you.
Good to see you, Mr. Tony.
Cigars and baseball. I'm sorry. I apologize, Dak. Cigars and baseball's here, too.
Apparently, we're all in garages.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the new lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cigarage.
I like that. So, let's talk about cigars, though. Let's get back to cigars.
Yeah.
So, some people on the show might be new to us. Run down your line again. Run down your line, your whole line from your first one, your last one, my favorite one.
I don't know which, but you mentioned four things there. But we started off with Bodacious. It'll be 5 years in May. Will be our 5-year anniversary from the Bodacious release. And that cigar came out with two wrappers. It came out with an Ecuadorian Habano and an Ecuadorian Maduro. and three Vitola. So we were trying to create shelf presence. So there's actually six basins in that line. Same thing happened in the second line with an Ecuadorian Habano, but on the darker side of Mexican San Andres, but also three Vitola, slightly different than the first three in the first Bodacious line. Both of them have a core of Dominican Pilato Cubano, all coming from 140 hectare farm. So a nice consistency of that product, all coming from this, the same farm, the same farming style, the same microclimate. So we have a great consistency of product over time. So you smoke a Bodacious from 5 years ago, it tastes the same today. The third line is the Midnight Bender, originally released in a Toro, released it in a Gordo about 18 to 24 months ago. We've got that in a Toro and a Gordo, and that was our first kind of push out of the medium range. So that's more of a medium full with double Ajaro in the core. Still a core of Dominican Pilato Cubano, but the wrapper on that's Mexican San Andres. Then we moved to the Sun Country, and a lot of people have referenced that as their favorite cigar. It's actually our top seller, so that makes perfect sense. That has a full body core with an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, and that core has got double Ajaro. It's also got one leaf of Mexican San Andres wrapped into or blended into the filler, and then that Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. So the wrapper is very mild, but the core is full bodied. Smokes like a medium or a medium plus, whether it's the Toro or the Corona. And then we move into, after that, the Second Wind or Segundo Viento. That's our only box press, and that's got double Ajaro on the core, but it smokes like a nice medium cigar. That's the cigar with the greatest transition for us from second third to the last third. It actually gets a lot more body in that last third. And I love that. I love that nice transition in the last third where it kind of picks up to a medium, medium full. The next one was the Avalanche. Next one's the Avalanche. The Avalanche was our attempt to get to a true mild, but honestly, I can't smoke a true mild, so it's about a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. We got that one being smoked right there by Matt. That looks like his hand, not Raul's hand. Okay. and that cigar, I for 24 months, I tried to create a true mild. I honestly can't smoke a true mild, just don't like it. It has to be something that I can smoke. So that Ecuador and Connecticut wrapper brings a little bit of light pepper and flavor. So it's kind of a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, doesn't quite get to a 1. And then the next cigar that's going to be released is going to be the Intimidador, which is going to be that true full. Nice. And that'll be coming out very soon.
Will it be ready by PCA? Will we be taking orders for that by PCA?
Yes, we will.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, it's good to have that portfolio kind of rounded out. And when it comes to the new cigar, is that also going to be, are you going to stick to the same Vitolas that you've, you know, been going with for the other blends?
So we're going to have a skinny Toro, which is a 6x50. Most of our Toros are 6x52, but trying to allow that San Andres to have a little more influence in the blend, to lift it up to a, you know, a true full. So I couldn't go much bigger without kind of changing the flavor profile. So we have a Corona, which is going to be a nice full body, but a skinny Toro as well. So that's the Midnight Bender in the Sun Country came out in just a Toro, and then we added the other Vitolas to the line as we were trying to kind of create a little bit more difference within those lines. But we really just, we released the Vitola that makes sense for the blend. You know, we don't we don't release everything in the same size. We don't, you know, although most shops buy Toros, you know, the reality is the blend is going to tell us kind of what direction we go.
So are you planning on, well, like you just said, the blend tells you, do you have a 60 coming out soon?
So we have a Gordo in the Midnight Bender that's a 6x60. Then my next cigar in the lineup tonight is going to be this beauty, which is our first Lonsdale.
Nice.
And I dropped it on the floor, so it's not looking very pretty. But it's a it's going to be an event exclusive stick, probably for the first 12 to 18 months. And if it's got a good headwind, then we're going to bring it out as a regular line.
I love it. Lonsdale's.
Are you going to put a band on it, or are you just going to leave it in a bundle?
So we're going to put a band on it, but it's not going to be in boxes. It'll just be like the free cigar you can get at events. So the only way to get it would be to go to an event. It'll have a band, but the band is going to be exclusive to whatever our event stick is.
Hmm.
And then if it's released as a regular line, it'll have its own name.
Okay. I like it.
Will it be at the Boil this year? Are you going to have another event like you did a couple years ago? Well, went over there. For, what was it, the golf course?
Well, we try to do a lot of unique events, and Tobacology has been great with us and done a lot of very special events for our releases. So I'm sure that we'll be doing a great event with all of our new cigars at Tobacology. So, I mean, the Boil is exclusively a Drew Estate event, and I think it's a great collaboration between Tobacology and Drew Estate. It's always been a big event for them. I go to it every year, but I don't generally sell cigars there because it's their event. I mean, Drew Estate's doing an incredible job.
That was a nice PC answer. I didn't like it, but it was a nice PC answer.
It's the truth. I mean, I love Brett Fry. Next I mean, question. What he's doing with Tobacology is amazing.
Tobacology. You break it up. He got yelled at me for saying it wrong. So you were there, weren't you?
you say everything wrong.
Not everything.
I mean, he gets his name right, you know.
Yeah.
And actually...
He changes, like, just some days he'll say Ramos. Well, sometimes he'll say Ramos. Other days he'll say Ramos. It depends on the day.
Depends on which
head. How are you feeling that day?
I think depends there's a couple different
in my head.
Yeah, there's a couple different personalities going on there. I think that's what's going on. And we just haven't figured it out. He's been trying to hide it the whole time.
It's almost like he drinks.
No, that's all him.
Yeah, it's all me.
Yeah.
Imagine me drinking.
Constantly variable.
He does whatever the voices in his head tell him tell him to do. Or his wife. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
That's very important.
I don't want to.
Well, I think.
Is it time?
I think it's time.
Oh, I think it is.
I switched up the ad back to the.
Hold on. Let's do some.
For Smokey and I switched up the ad back to.
Oh,
the red one? Since the Great Smoke is over.
You didn't change these, though, right?
I did not change those.
Wonderful.
Hold on. Let's ask the studio audience if they have any questions.
Yeah. Studio audience.
Hey, you guys got any questions?
Do you gentlemen have any questions for Mr. Greg Free? I do. Omar does.
What is it, Omar?
That's a great question.
What is the name of the farm that you get your stuff made? Factory.
Who's your factory partner?
Farm factory. Same.
So the factory is El Hoyito. El Hoyito has never had an American brand before me, and they still don't have a consistent American brand coming out of that factory. I think soon, with people, you know, recognizing the quality of the product that's coming out of there, they'll get some other companies, you know, picking up product there. But the reason I picked the factory is they have a familial relationship with the farm. There's no name to the farm, but it's a relative that owns the farm. So there's a 40-hectare farm that they buy every piece of tobacco they can grow. And then if they can't use it all, then they'll sell it themselves out of the factory. So it creates this positive relationship where the farm doesn't have to worry about production or selling any other product. And the factory gets nice, consistent tobacco over time.
And where's the location?
Within the Sabal Valley. It's about... So Tamboree, if you know Santiago, Tamboree is a little bit north and east of the center of the city. And the farm is about 20 miles to the west within the Sabal Valley.
Okay. And it's from perspective of numbers, because you see some of the massive cigar factories and they got hundreds and hundreds of rollers. What are we talking about in this place? Are we talking 10 pairs of rollers? What are like 12? What are, or less even?
Yeah. So when we started, we had 3 pairs of rollers. We're now up to 6 pairs of rollers and another pair in training. But we're also building a new factory. We just broke ground actually last time we were there, which was like 4 weeks ago. So they were just pouring the foundation for a new factory, which will give us room for 20 pairs of rollers.
Nice. I like it.
I was going to ask you a question, but I'm going to bite my tongue on this one.
Come on.
How many virgin thighs are being rolled? Are there cigars being rolled on?
So that's, next question.
That's a myth. Next question.
See?
We got a question from Dan Jones. I don't know if you want to bring up your new distributor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that. Thanks, Dan. We didn't lead us right into that.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to build a relationship with Ilusion Cigars, which actually it's not a distribution company, it's a fulfillment company called Fumer Internationale. And so Fumer is going to be, has been receiving our tobacco starting the first of the year. So any of our orders are now going through. They have an incredible app that they use to place orders, to track customer information, to track inventory. And it's taking a huge load off of my plate and allowing me to spend more time on the road, which is really where I need to be. I mean, no one can sell my brand like I can. It's my baby. So I need to be on the road, you know, telling that story.
So for some of us that don't know, what's the pros and cons of having a distributor besides having a nice site that they can go on?
I haven't found any cons at all, honestly, because it takes the weight of, you know, I'm a one-man show effectively. So I was having to be home at least once a week to be able to ship orders to retail shops. Now with having a fulfillment company, I can be on the road. I can pull up my phone. I can place an order on the phone. It goes right to them. They take care of the billing. They're my tobacco importer of license now, whereas I had to do all the paperwork with FDA before. So they're handling all of the behind the scenes stuff that they're way better at. But it takes it off my plate so I can spend more time actually talking to customers and talking to retailers.
Yeah. I like that.
I haven't found the negative. Honestly, I don't think there is one. You know, you find a good fulfillment company and they're going to take stuff off your plate without adding any negatives.
Yeah. I like it.
All right, Matt. I think it is.
You think so?
I think it is.
All right, guys. It is now time for this week's Numero de los Muertos. And as always, Numero de los Muertos brought to us by our friends at Smoke Inn.
Hi, Steve here with the GOAT to tell you about Smoke Inn's Cigar of the Month Club. Every month, I personally handpick 5 premium cigars. Another great feature is our Double Down Club. With a simple check mark, you can get double this great selections every month and save $10. Every month, there's a special discount code where if you like any of the selections, you can get them at a special discounted rate for our Cigar of the Month Club members. We've made it super simple. All you gotta do is log into your account. There's a little green button there. If it's green, you're active. You wanna take a break going out of town, simply hit the button and you'll deactivate your membership. We get the stuff out on the 28th of every month. Our membership bills on the 28th, and we get every member's package out on the 28th if it's a shipping day. All delivered to your door for $34.95. 5 great reasons on what makes Smoke Inn Cigar of the Month Club the best club out there. Check it out. Peace.
All right. Numero de los Muertos, episode 235. This week, the number is 2.
Dos.
Octopus des.
Oh.
Right off the rip.
I'm going to have to look that up. That's not right, but that's a really good one. I'm going to have to add that to the list.
Women's pole vaulting involved?
No, there's no women's pole vaulting.
But there are des.
It does. I mean, it's got to.
Maybe we should look that up. That would have been a good one for tonight.
Would have been a good one. Yeah.
We'd have got it.
Oh, man.
Land, sea, mountains.
This happened on land.
Land. 2 people died.
2
continent?
People.
Are we in the U.S. of A?
I'm going to say USA.
Was alcohol involved?
Yes. Alcohol was involved.
Job related?
Not job related.
Automobile?
An automobile was involved, but not a contributing factor to the death.
Work related?
Not work related.
Okay. Farm related?
Not farm related.
Did 2 people die at the same time or different times?
They died in the same incident at the same time.
Okay. Oh, wow. They both got hit by a car.
The same cause. No, there wasn't 2 people getting in. These 2 people were in the same car, but it wasn't the car itself or the car.
They hit a cow.
They did not hit a cow.
Is it sex related?
It's not sex related. That's a good guess when you're talking about two people in a car. That's,
I don't know. So
drugs?
this just says inebriated, intoxicated. I assume that means booze.
Did they hit something?
The car did not collide with anything. That was not the cause of death.
But they died in the car.
They died in the car.
Airbag deployment.
Nope.
They were in a car crusher. And didn't know it.
No, but oh, that's gruesome. That's gruesome as hell. No, that's no.
Mafia hit.
No, but it sounds like something that would have happened on an episode of The Sopranos.
Yeah. Carjacking?
Nope.
Rolled that off. Number would have been higher.
Rolled off a cliff?
No.
Lake drowning.
It wasn't driving into the water. It wasn't fumes. What are some? I'm okay. So, I mean,
it wasn't exhaust.
Murder suicide.
It wasn't murder suicide. What is one of the things that's very common that people do when they're extremely intoxicated?
Smoke a joint.
No.
Yeah. Sing songs of the radio cranked.
No.
Okay.
Cheat on their wives.
A very common thing people do when they're intoxicated. Their wives cheat on their husbands. Is make bad decisions.
They went to Taco Bell.
So it wasn't Taco Bell.
were they playing with guns in their cars?
No.
Was a venomous snake?
No. Nope. There were no snakes in the car. They both. Mitchell, what is wrong with you? They both. I'm not even going to read that out loud. Wow.
That's a good one.
Wow, Mitchell, we got to talk when we're in Vegas. You need some counseling, I think, so, brother.
There was no vomit involved.
Then. No, there was no.
Sleep?
No.
Were they roof surfing?
They weren't roof surfing.
In the car.
Overdosed?
No.
Hmm.
All right.
A lot more than two.
I'm gonna let you off the hook, and I'm going to jump into this here because this is wild. All right. September 30th, 1996. Paul Stiller and his wife were bored and intoxicated. To cure their boredom, they decided to go for a midnight drive with a couple of sticks of dynamite in the car. Their brilliant idea was to light the dynamite and throw it out the window. However, due to their inebriated state, they forgot to roll down the window. The incident killed Paul and put his wife in critical condition. So actually, I guess technically the number's one, but... I'm going to go with two on that one. So, yeah. They thought it would be a lot of fun to go for a midnight drive and light some dynamite, throw it out the window of the car. I mean, it was a great plan, except they, you know, forgot to open the car window.
It was fun for 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a blast.
Yes, they did.
Wah, wah, wah.
So, Matt, what do you think about that scotch you're drinking right there?
I enjoy this scotch quite a bit. Let's close out. So that was this week's
Numero de los Muertos.
I'm way off on my format.
Oh, that's all right. And the big reveal. All right. The spirit of mystery brought to us by Postage Cigars. It's one of those cases where there's so many scotches on the market and trying to figure out what it is and, you know, where it comes from.
It's a 12-year-old lowland single malt scotch.
Yeah. I do. I'm going to say this is an enjoyable scotch. This is a scotch that I would give to somebody who was going to just start getting into scotch. It's not over the top in any way, shape, or form. It's not high proof. It's not super earthy and peaty. It's not bitter or harsh. So, but as far as guessing, like, I'm going to say Glenn Farkless. I was close.
It was a Glenn.
Glenn Kinchy.
And by the way, I'd like to thank
I've got a bottle of that right here.
You can taste it. Yeah, you poured that into your glass, Matt.
I've got that bottle right here. Glenn Kinchy 12 year. Hmm. Yeah.
And I'd like to thank the person that donated this month's scotch.
Yeah.
James, we appreciate you, brother.
Hey, James, thank you, brother. Yeah, I've said that before about this scotch, that it's one of those scotches that it's good for a novice.
Yeah.
It's good for a novice scotch drinker. It's mild, but still really flavorful and a lot of stuff going on. So yeah, nice.
Nice. Very nice.
So that was Spirit of Mystery, brought to you by Postani Cigars. Let's jump into the lightning round, brought to us by our friends at J.C. Newman Cigar Company, America's oldest family-owned premium cigar maker, creators of the popular Brick House, Perla Del Mar, Diamond Crown, and The American. J.C. Newman Cigar Company operates out of their 112-year-old El Rollo Cigar Factory in historic Cigar City, Tampa, Florida. For more information on their cigars or their visitor experience, please visit jcnewman.com. That's actually 113 years. Now, I got to change that permanently. Just type that in there. I was just doing it sort of by memory. All right. Lightning round. I'm pretty sure Greg has not had the killer, awesome, like, over-the-top lightning round questions.
Well, hit him.
But let's jump in with, let's start with this. So when you were a teenager or a kid, who was your number one celebrity crush?
Farrah Fawcett.
I knew that was going to come up.
She
was a lot of ours.
Yeah. I had the poster in my room, you know, the whole thing.
It's so iconic. I mean, that.
Did you fill a lot of socks up with her?
With the poster? Yeah.
Yeah.
I put the poster in the sock.
I could be wrong about it. I swear, I think there's a copy of that poster in the Smithsonian. I know that sounds weird, but I think there is that because it's such a part of Americana.
Yeah.
It's like the Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit, and that poster of Farrah Fawcett, and that is really kind of part of Americana. Daisy Duke, David Floyd says, yep. Daisy Duke. Yeah. Excellent choice. All right, Greg, if you were suddenly overnight, you were suddenly a billionaire. After you paid off everything, and you know, were really responsible with the first, you know, few hundred million, paid off everything, what would be the first, like, splurge, irresponsible, straight up fun thing you would buy?
I would buy a yacht.
A real big one.
And the thing is, a lot of people can afford a yacht, but if you're not rich, you can't afford to own a yacht. So if I had that kind of money, I'd buy a yacht. I'd sail the world.
That's one of the things I've heard from people who are really, like, genuinely wealthy. Like, they say that people, when they get rich, they jump in and they'll buy a plane, a private plane, or they'll buy a yacht. But then they realize they could afford to buy the actual thing, but they couldn't afford to own it. So they had, after a year or two, they had to get rid of it because they couldn't afford. You got to have a crew, you got to have fuel and all that stuff. And that's where they say the money really goes, is when you buy one of those big things like that. It's not just buying the yacht. It's paying for the crew and the fuel and the dock and all that stuff. So you got to think ahead.
Yeah.
Don't, if you suddenly get, you know, $100 million in the lottery, honestly, that's probably not enough.
Just rent one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Raul, do yours.
So, what is the most overrated and underrated fast food establishment out there?
Well, I mean, I think McDonald's is the most overrated because everyone thinks that that's the place to go. But I honestly think Wendy's is like almost a gourmet burger now. I mean, they're doing Wagyu beef and they're doing all this fancy stuff. So if we're talking about fast food, I think Wendy's, but I mean, you're going to pay $11 for a fast food burger, but I think it's pretty good.
That's kind of become common. Like prices are so high everywhere because of, price hikes, inflation, all that stuff. It's like everything, even I think if you go to McDonald's and get a quarter pounder with cheese, isn't that like 10, 11 bucks now?
Yeah.
For the whole, if you get the, the drink and the fries and all that stuff.
Yeah, the meal. I mean, everyone loves Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A, but that's not underrated. I mean, it's fantastic.
Honestly, Wendy's, I kind of forget about Wendy's sometimes. I don't really go very often. And there's one right here in town, but I forget. I mean, if you, they have some good stuff there.
Yeah, their breakfast sandwiches.
I didn't even know they had breakfast at Wendy's.
They did.
I had no idea. I just might have to give.
That's why they're underrated.
There you go. I love it. Justin, hit him with the big one.
All right, Greg, you ready?
Yeah, but I'm a little worried that you're going to hit me with the big one. Is that a fake beard now, or is that like really your beard?
This is the real deal.
That is 100%.
This is since
luxurious.
TP last year, I started growing it out, and here we go.
Wow, looks good.
Thank you. We're getting there. It's kind of rough, but
you got to start wearing bright colored hoodies.
Oh yeah,
because the beard blends in.
You want me to wear my rainbow colors?
There you go. Yeah. There. Hey, whatever makes you feel feel right.
All right. So, Greg, these zombies are coming. You got to pick three people from the cigar industry for your zombie apocalypse survival guy.
Oh, Steve Sacca.
Who do you pick and why?
He's the king of it because he's not going to take any shit from any zombies. I mean, he's just going to freaking kill him. It's going to be easy breezy. And then Carlito Fuente, because he's going to sue him, and they're just going to die. Under the weight of the lawsuit. Like, they're just going to...
Wow.
They're going to quit killing people.
That's a fucking mic drop right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then...
good night, everybody.
And then Omar DeFrias, because he's 6'6", and people are just going to run away.
Yeah. Yeah, Omar is an imposing figure. But he's like the nicest guy ever.
Oh, yeah, but the zombies will just run.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I got a 6'6" guy and I got a 5'1" guy. I mean, we're just going to take them all out.
That was bold.
He might have a rocket, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
he will.
He'll just build a rocket and you can go to space and get away from the zombies. All right, let's jump into this week's notable smokables brought to us by Don Doroteo Cigars. Don Doroteo is a brand with both purpose and passion, dedicated to creating change from within. By developing their own land, they're able to own the entire process throughout the life cycle of the plant. They methodically carry out each step, ensuring that the final product is of the finest quality. The new Salt of the Earth lines, Piedra Viva and Piedra Angular, are available now at Don Doroteo retail partners. Visit dondoroteo.com to learn more. All right. So, Greg, on the show, you probably remember this. Every week, we name a cigar that we smoked recently that was notable to us. Now, this could be a cigar that's been on the market for decades that we retried for the first time in a long time. Or this could be a cigar that's brand new to the market that we've tried for the first time ever. Is there something you smoked recently that stood out to you?
I smoked a Cigar Clowns cigar, a nice boutique brand. Joe gave me a cigar at an event that it was actually my event. He handed me one of his cigars and it was just phenomenal. I mean, I think some boutique guys are just doing some great stuff, small production, great quality, great cigars. And I think Cigar Clowns is a brand you should probably try.
Nice. Justin, what was your notable this week?
Oh, you had to go to me first.
Oh, well, I can go to Rollins.
I got you. So, yesterday was my birthday, and last night I had the Drew Estate Phineas Gage.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Nice.
What about you, today birthday boy? Justin was yesterday birthday boy. You're today birthday boy.
Mine was a Sin Compromiso Paladin. My sister bought it for me for my birthday.
Nice.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, those are really good. It's a once in a while thing.
Yeah, it's
because
I don't have money like Tony. Tony over there, he smokes it like twice a week.
That's a good cigar, though. Mine was one of those. I mean, I still think it's like one of the best Lanceros ever made. The Tatuaje. El Triunfador Lancero. I had it at that event on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I still I have never had one of those Lanceros that was bad. That El Triunfador. I just absolutely love that cigar. So now let's get some coming attractions out there so everybody knows what we have coming up on the show. And this is brought to us by AJ Fernandez. Born and raised in Cuba, AJ Fernandez now produces unparalleled premium cigars in Esteli, Nicaragua. The AJ Fernandez portfolio of cigars provides blend strength and flavor profiles to match the preferences of any premium cigar consumer. Whether it's New World, Dias de Gloria, San Latano, Enclave, or Bellas Artes, you're sure to be satisfied with a premium cigar from AJ Fernandez. All right. Next week on March 4th, we have Ashley from Big Ashes Cigars on the show. March 11th, we have David Spirit from EP Carrillo Cigars. On March 18th, we have Will Cooper and Mike Stepankevich from Cigar Hustler on the show. We're going to do a PCA preview that week. And then the following week, which I believe that particular Monday is March 25th, we will be at the PCA trade show, so there will be no show that week, but that's because we'll be in Vegas recording lots of fun interviews at the trade show. So that's what we have coming up soon. Greg, if you would please let our viewers and listeners know, first of all, where can they find everything about Fortaleza Libre cigars and if you have any special events coming up?
So, I mean, we have a lot of special events coming up. We're actually going to be in Dallas the end of next week at Blow and Smoke on Thursday. But also at the NFG 24, which is hosted by Underground Cigar. It's a boutique exclusive event. It's a shop that's very boutique friendly, that's carried our cigars for a couple years. This will be our third year at their event. It's a ticketed event, and it's amazing. Lots of great food, lots of great people. They're actually roasting Fred Rui, who used to have a brand, but sold his brand off. So we're going to be roasting him. And I've got a special five-pack of cigars that's called the Bull Roast that's in honor of him being roasted.
Nice. He's a great candidate for a roast.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a thick skin. He's got comedy chops. He knows what it's all about. So that's a great guy to do that with. And sorry if we didn't hear it already. Can they find you on Instagram, website, that kind of thing?
Yeah, on Instagram, we're Fortaleza y Libre, so the Y's in there. So it's Fortaleza Y Libre, and also on Facebook with the same words. Our website is www.fylcigars, so we got to keep that, which is nice. And you can find all our retailers on there, and definitely go out and check us out.
Fantastic. Well, Greg, brother, thank you again so much for being on our show again. For episode 235. Had a blast talking to you, brother, and cannot wait to see you in Las Vegas in about 30 days from now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you there. It's going to be amazing.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right, viewers and listeners, guys, thank you so much for being the absolute best part of How About That Cigar Live. We thank you so much for watching live on Facebook and YouTube and all the other great spots. If you would please, as you can see on the screen right now, click on all those buttons, the like buttons, the subscribe buttons, all that good stuff. It really helps us out a ton, and we appreciate it so much. And if you're listening on the audio podcast, be sure that when you're listening on that favorite audio podcast platform that you click to subscribe so you don't ever miss any episodes we have coming up. If you have questions for us, you can email us on the website, howaboutthatcigar.com. Follow us on all your favorite social media platforms at HBT Cigar. And let's all say it together, burn cigars, not bridges. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Any comments, opinions, viewpoints, or statements presented or uttered by guests on the HBTC podcast, HBTC live video streams, and all other media from HBT Media LLC are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the opinions or viewpoints of How About That Cigar or its parent company, HBT Media LLC, any of our advertising partners, or the premium cigar industry. The primary purpose of How About That Cigar is to entertain and to encourage activity and growth within the community of people who enjoy or want to learn about the enjoyment of premium cigars.